Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. This is Reverend B's channel at GGM Radio. She was my first guest on the show. We talked about her crystal mine in Mount Ida, which is going to be opening in March, and I really love the fact that she gave me this radio show. Thank you, Reverend B. She is wonderful. And my second guest was Marcia Shulman. She was an excellent guest. We talked about our adventures in Florida and our Theta healing trips. So that was just amazing. So some announcements before we get started. Our call number is 347-237-5339. Our guest is Andrea Marshall. She's from Stages Wellness Holistic Center in Belleville, Illinois. She's going to be joining us today, so that's going to be wonderful. Stages Wellness has some great products and great things like organite, supplements, crystals, and different healing modalities that we share at the Healing Center, so that's going to be awesome. We have this neat coffee, which has matcha and tea blend, which is really good. It doesn't give you jitters. You can check it out at javazen.co. It's really amazing coffee. And you can find me at amandadowellpsychic-healer.com or Facebook as Amanda Starway. I'm running a special 3 questions for $15, so you can check that out. You can email me at starguidereadings@gmail.com. That's also something I'm doing. Anyway, so we're going to start with our guest here, which is really cool. So I want to welcome Andrea Marshall on the show. She's going to tell us a little bit about her adventures and her story. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing? Hi, everyone.
I'm wonderful.
Thank you for welcoming me to the show today. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. So you're a psychic intuitive from SWHC. And what you want to tell us a little bit about your story?
Sure. Thank you. Hey, yeah, you know what? It's kind of a funny thing. This whole adventure of being an intuitive psychic really was not at all on my radar or any, you know, of my future plans. I went to high school and I knew I wanted to become a lawyer. That didn't work out. My real love was doing hair. So I became a licensed hairdresser and I had a beautiful 20-year career as a cosmetologist. And I really enjoyed my, you know, my clients, everything about the cosmetology world. It was just such a beautiful experience. And it really kind of brought the best of me out. I love helping people, serving people. I really do enjoy meeting new people. So, and I'm kind of a social butterfly. And so it really served my personality to be able to talk to people, you know, and reach out to the community. I've always been very community-minded, so that was just really a natural fit for me. And so I did that for 20 years, and in the process of that, of course, I got married and had a son, and now I'm a grandmother. I'm so blessed. And one thing about working with the community, I really felt a need for solutions, and I couldn't figure out how to help people beyond, you know, fixing their hair and making them feel good, you know, as far as being a cosmetologist. And I would have clients that would share things with me about their lives, and, you know, I would just go home going, man, I wish there was something that I could do to help people more on an emotional level. And that was just kind of, you know, the takeaway from working with the public. So as I got in, you know, 20 years, 15 years into hairdressing, I started looking for other ways to, you know, impact, you know, people's lives, really, to really help them. And so, you know, I found out that I, through a numerological report that I had done for myself to get my blueprint, that I was an 8 life path. And I was like, what does that really mean? So I started researching numerological aspects of, you know, personalities. And I ended up doing reports also and compatibility reports for a while. It's quite informative. And I highly recommend everyone get one. And also their astrology chart as well. Those two things really help us understand about ourselves. It kind of makes us, you know, feel more in tune with who we really are, because we're a continuation of ourselves from one life to another. But anyway, so I, you know, like I had clients would come in and say, oh, I'm going to have, you know, a job interview tomorrow. And it just, you know, I would get like this impulse, this idea, and I would just say, well, you know, if you ask for this, that, and the other, you'll probably get it. And then, you know, they would call me back after their interview and said, wow, that really worked, and you must be psychic. It was so funny. It was just like the joke, you know. And so one thing I did have all my life is prophetic dreams, that I could see things, you know, like when I was waking up in the morning and I would have this vision or something, you know, playing out in my mind's eye, and I still do that to this day. And, you know, then I would be able to, you know, share that information with someone to help them avoid something, or sometimes it was about my own life. Very interesting. And I really feel like we all have that ability. So then, you know, from there, I decided to retire and start rehabbing houses. And I found out that wasn't that much fun, even though I love decorating homes and, you know, doing those detailed type of, you know, rehabbing projects. However, it was a lot of work. a lot of time, effort, and energy. So one day I went into a shop in Wood River called Little Shop of Aura. Sandy Little Lizard had this beautiful shop, and I went in there because I really enjoyed her. I had a wonderful drumming session with her, and it, you know, was a reading and a clearing. It was just amazing and profound, and she was spot on. And in that shop, she had a rack of cards, and growing up Baptist, being, you know, from the church, I was really not at all, you know, in tune with tarot, but I looked at these cards and they called to me and said, buy those for your friend. So I picked those up and paid for them, took them home, gave them to my friend, and she looked at those and said, nope, these aren't for me. She handed them back. She says, open them up and give me a reading. I'm like, oh no, oh no, 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 I'm not doing that. And she's like, yeah, I know you can. Come on, give me a reading, you know. And so it was just the most natural evolution of my life. Right then and there, I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this. And I don't even know what these cards really mean. I mean, I knew of the suits and the different things, but I really had no clue what these cards really meant. But all of this information started flowing. And that was the beginning of my, you know, reading tarot, Amanda. It was quite amazing. So.
Wow, that's
story.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I liked the tarot, but I got bored because you couldn't read the art. So I got into reading the art. I can go into an art studio or picture book or just read the cards with the art and what they mean. So
yes.
That's how I got started kind of reading.
Yeah, and in fact, the first, that deck, I still read. It's been almost 20 years now. I still read from that very deck. I call that my universal deck. An art student named Melody Gendrone, her aunt is also a pretty well-known psychic out in California and around the globe, really. But back when she was an art student in California, she created this entire 78-card deck as her like her thesis at the end of her graduation. You know, she had to create a project. She did all the artwork, all the work on this card, these cards, and they're so amazing, so beautiful. And I've only seen her deck one time in stores, you know, where cards are sold. And one day I'm going to have to buy me another new deck because this deck is really starting to show, you know, some of the wear on it. But it's most beautiful, and it just so resonated. And I know I've heard other readers say that the cards really have to speak to them, you know. And sometimes we'll buy a deck, and they just don't resonate. And so we, of course, give them to someone that they do resonate with. But yeah. So and then my second deck I got was actually gifted to me. It's the Osho Zen Tarot deck. I love the deck. It's a little different than my other deck. And I use it a lot of times for health, well-being, and also clarifying my other decks. So those are the only two decks I've used in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
still
so,
there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I might have had a little blip in my phone here. Sometimes, you know, I get a notification or something that comes across. But, yeah, so... Yeah, so thank you for, you know, always sharing Stages Wellness. And I want to impress upon everybody, whenever Amanda asked me to be her guest today, I started thinking, how could I benefit her show in some way? And, you know, I was really led by Spirit to ask everyone to consider supporting Amanda's show today by making a small donation, and I think she already posted where you could actually make a donation.
We're going to have to, we're having technical difficulty. We're going to have to start the show over again, and it's going to actually come back on, but I have to redo it because it's saying like 60 seconds. It's acting really strange. So
okay,
everybody's
yeah.
going to have to call back in a couple of seconds because I'm going to have to create it basically or something. So
oh,
you may have to call
okay.
back in, Andrea. I'm sorry. I can't believe this is happening.
No, that's okay. No problem. You know, I'm not, you know, technical difficulties when I'm on a call doing readings is sometimes common. So we'll start
We're having
over, no
lots
problem.
Of technical difficulties. Yeah. So everybody's going to have to call back in again. And I'm going to have to share out the link again.
Okay. All right. I'll be standing by. You message me and let me know when to call back. All right. I'll be here.
All right. We're going to start over again. Everybody's going to have to call back in and listen.
All right.
Okay. We'll be back in a second.